This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The day before Inauguration Day, we did the show from Erie, Pennsylvania, a first pass at our year-long reporting project there that we're calling The Big Promise. What a county that went Obama, Obama, Trump the last three election cycles is expecting out of the new administration. One of the people we had on was Scott Slauson. He is the president of Local 506 of the United Electrical, Radio, and Machine Workers of America. Scott, it is good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you.
Last time we talked to you, Scott, I asked you what you were looking for out of the Trump administration, what you wanted out of him based on the promises that he had made. It's a little bit of a long piece of tape. We're going to play it for you, and then I want to talk about it. Here you go.
Sure.
Honestly, nothing. I'm not looking for anything. No, we are marketing. We're doing it ourselves, and we were doing it before he came along, and we'll be doing it after he's gone. I mean, that's the way it is.
So this idea of trade protection and tariffs and
yeah,
all
you know,
that.
you can dismantle free trade acts and you can do all this, but you can't do it overnight. It's not unrealistic to believe that other countries aren't going to retaliate and get us into a trade war. We don't make a lot of products in this country anymore. So when you look at just dismantling free trade acts, remember, we don't make toothpaste here. We don't make televisions here. A tube of toothpaste goes from $3 to $20 overnight. These are things we need to think about realistically.
You still feel that way, that you're not looking for this president to help you out much?
You know, listen, I think I was pretty firm then, and again, I think my stance is still the same. I mean, I think that this president has the ability to start moving this country in the right direction, but you're not going to undo 30, 40 years of this type of behavior in 2 or 3 years, and it's dangerous to think that we can.
What's the hope? What's the positive part of this?
Well, I think the hope is, or the positive part is that we do start moving this country economically in the right direction. I mean, for the last 15 or so years, I mean, we have seen billionaires take over this country and control government. We've seen, you know, CEOs' wages rise at alarming rates while the average working American, their wages have stagnated. That doesn't do the economy any good. So the hope is that we start to see at a gradual pace, you know, good quality American jobs coming back so that our children have a future.
It's worth a note here that we now have a billionaire in the White House, and yet many, many people voted for him based on the promises that you talked about right there.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's two sides of that logic, right? A billionaire, a lot of people have the belief that, you know, politicians have stopped listening to what the average working people are saying, and it's time to put a businessman in charge of a country because they know how to run business, and our country should be treated like a business. Then there's the other side of that that says, no, that's far from the truth. Do you put a billionaire in office to fix problems that were created by billionaires?
Yeah. I know you said you're not looking for much out of the White House in terms of, you know, their ability to directly impact you and your members and that slice of Pennsylvania. But if we call you, we're going to call you sooner than that. But if we called you cold in a year and said, listen, how's it been for you? What do you guess your answer would be?
Hopefully it's a positive story. I mean, the problem we face here in Erie is we've had a lot of manufacturing walk out of this area. You know, we used to have 50,000 manufacturing employees. We're down to about 20,000. Our population is dropping. And these are all things that we have been working on as a team. You know, people that don't normally sit in the same room together. Normally they sit at opposite ends of the table. You know, we've been sitting down ourselves collectively saying, how do we market this area? How do we market this workforce? And how do we bring manufacturing back to this area on our own?
So you're hopeful then?
Very hopeful.
Scott Slauson is the president of Local 506 of the United Electrical, Radio, and Machine Workers Union of America. We got him in Erie, Pennsylvania. Scott, thanks a lot.
Thank you.